Hello and welcome to The Word and Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center San Diego. Good morning, good morning. Hopefully everyone is doing well and that you enjoyed your weekend. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. I love you on today, Lord. May you bless the reader, bless the hearer, bless the speaker, Lord. We love you on today. May you do a work in us, Lord. You said, he who has begun a good work shall finish it. And Lord, we are trusting you to finish the work that you have started in us. We love you for being the author and the finisher of our faith. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, before we get started today, you know, I had a thought. I wanted to just have you ponder on something. Where are you today? Where are you? You know, what's on your mind? What's in your heart on today? I'll just share what's on my heart, and it may make you think of something that you're dealing with. And we're all relying on God. Those that believe in God, we're all relying on God. And what's on my heart today, I was listening to something on the TV. You know, when you're with something on your heart and you're trusting and believing in God, and or you're thinking about it and praying on it, and maybe your faith is not even as strong on that day. But I was thinking of something that I need from the Lord, and I need him to show me in direction of my next move or my moves, because right now I am out. I've stepped out on faith and believe in God to do to guide my steps and to tell me what I need to do with my life. And I am trusting and believing in him. But in my natural sense, I want to start doing things. I want to go this way or go that way because I don't know exactly what to do. When you step out and you are out on a limb in an area or areas that you don't have the answers to, it is a little frightening. And it's a little counterintuitive. I just wrote an article the other day for my church. It is counterintuitive to your nature because you want to grab a hold of something and do it. You're like, okay, maybe I should do this because I have the ability to do this. Maybe I should go in this direction, or maybe I have the tendency to go here. I'll start going there. So that's what's on my mind today. It's like, Lord, I need you to guide my steps because I'm not exactly sure where I need to go. Or, you know, frankly, I may not need to do anything at all. And I just need to have faith and trust in God, which is really where spiritually I know that's what I need to do. But naturally, it's not that easy. And I know that. So where are you today? Are you in a quandary about what you need to do maybe on your job, what you need to do in a relationship, what you need to do in your personal life, the change that you need to make? And so I touch and agree with you for the will of God to be done, because I know it's not easy. I really do. I know it's not easy. We can say pray and trust in God, but it is not that simple in the natural. And so we say, Lord, I give it over to you. Help me because I need you to get out in front of me and guide me. And trust and have the expectation that he will do just that. Amen. Let's do that. Now, we left off in John chapter 7, we were touching, and Luke was kind of shoring up a particular thought we had. And now let's go back to John chapter 7, and we're going to reread verse 14 to kind of get the context from where we were. It says, now about the midst of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught. And the Jews marveled, saying, how knoweth this man the letters, having never learned, having never studied, having never went to the school for the rabbis? And he knows, he has wisdom and he has understanding. How is this possible when he didn't go to our school? And we touched for a couple of days on wisdom. Verse 16, Jesus answered them and said, my doctrine or my teaching is not mine, but is his that sent me. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory, but he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. Did not Moses give you the law, and yet none of you keepeth the law? Why go ye about to kill me? Now Jesus was talking about the doctrine or the teaching that came from God. And it is this teaching that came from God is what I am giving you. You had the law of Moses, and you don't even follow that law. Now I come to you with teaching straight from God, and you want to kill me. So it's very interesting, because the very law that they wanted to uphold, which they told Jesus he was going against, and he wasn't keeping the Sabbath day, and he wasn't doing according to the law of Moses, they themselves didn't even keep it. They didn't even keep the law. And that is so interesting, that a lot of us in our day and time, we try to hold people to a certain set of standards that we set up, and we don't even do it. And that's how we can be contradictory in the raising of our children. Children are watching us, and they're looking at us, and we come and tell them about, you should do this and you should do that. You know what? If we don't lead by example, it is hypocrisy. And they're like, even if you tell them, oh, shut up, you just do what I tell you to do. Well, they're watching you, and they're like, you don't even do it. Why are you telling me to do something you don't even do? We have to do according to what our words say. Like they say, we have to walk the talk. Don't open up your mouth and set up a certain set of standards and rules and regulations, whether it be in a family, whether it be to your wife or your husband, whether it be to your kids, whether it be to your employees, and you don't even do it. You want people to be something that you say, but people are going to, they're going to respond to what you do. It's not enough to speak it. You must live it. So take a company. You're in management, and you're saying, I want you to project this certain image, you other managers or you other supervisors or lead, and I want you to show an open door policy. Well, if you yourself, if you're not approachable and no one can come to you, how does that sound to your employees? You are not even approachable. How are we going to model something that the coming from the top doesn't even do? Same thing in the relationship. Well, Joe, I want you to be open and honest with me. Well, are you open and honest? I want you to tell me your deepest feelings. Do you tell me your deepest feelings? We have to model what it is we want, which means we have to take the first initiative, which a lot of times we don't want to do. We want somebody else to do it. You model it and then I follow it. No, that's not how it is. You want to change, you have got to step out there and do it. And Jesus said here, you don't even follow the law of Moses, which you're trying to crucify me for and come and kill me for not keeping, which you yourself don't even keep. You're a hypocrite. That's harsh, but it is a hypocrite that asks for something that you yourself don't even do and try to hold other people accountable for it. I'm going to stop there for today. Join me on the Word of Me tomorrow. God bless you.